Welcome back. Today, as we come together, we are going to be wrapping up this conversation, Unequal, that we've been in for the last several weeks. I don't know about you, but for me personally, it has been a powerful experience. As we've been navigating this equality conversation and looking at the reality that we're all different and how that has caused so much divide. It's caused so much pain, and yet God celebrates that. And looking at this incredible example that God has given us, not an example of self-glorification that we have so often given into, but rather an example of glorifying, of honoring those around you. And so we've seen how the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, how rather than glorifying themselves, they sought to honor each other, both honoring what they bring to the table, honoring the roles that they play. And then last week, we built on that and looked at this conversation of justice, the unique way that we've experienced it, how we carry that as citizens of heaven, how we carry that as citizens of our culture. If you weren't able to listen to or be part of this past week's Let's Grab Lunch, which is on our Facebook page, it's also on our app, I highly encourage you to do that because we built that out further and talked about, okay, how is that lived out today? How does that live out in this moment? And then today we come together and we're bringing this conversation to a close. And as we do throughout this entire journey, we've been talking about ways in which we're different. Today, I want to talk about an area in which there is no difference. As we navigate this conversation of equality, I want to talk about an area in which there is equality. There is no difference. And that area is the area of cost. In other words, it's what we cost. I know that sounds a little bit strange, but stick with me here for a little bit, because you have to understand that value is determined by what someone is willing to pay for something. The way that you understand value is by understanding what someone is willing to give for something. So I brought with me today one of my favorite baseball cards. It's actually a basketball card. It's a card from Michael Jordan's second year. For those of you who know me well, it doesn't surprise you that it's a Michael Jordan card. But it's one of my favorite cards, one of my most valuable cards. And the reality is that I could show you this card and tell you that this card is worth $100,000. I could tell you that. And I could actually firmly believe that it's worth $100,000. But guess what? It's not even close. It's not even close. Why? Well, because no one will give me $100,000 for it. And if no one will give me $100,000 for it, well, then it's not actually worth that. And yet at the same time, there are cards that are worth more than $100,000. They're made of the very same material, they're the very same shape, and you say, well, what's the difference? And you might say, well, the difference is the picture that's on the card, but it's not the picture. There are other pictures that are available that are just as good of pictures. What is it that makes it worth what it's worth? Well, it's what someone will give for it. There are cards that are made of the very same material, the very same shape, that no one will give anything for. They're worthless. Why? They're the exact same. It's the exact same thing. It's just why? What is it that determines? What is it that determines the value? Well, the value is determined. It's determined by what someone will pay for it, what someone will give for it. The very same thing is true for those of you who own stock. That stock is only worth what someone will give for it, and that may change on a day-to-day basis. Your home, if you own a home, your home is only worth, you can think it's worth billions of dollars. but it's not, because no one's going to give you that for it. The value of something is determined by what someone will give for it. What someone will pay for it. And here's the interesting thing. Listen. We understand this. We understand this, which is why from the very beginning of our journey, one of the questions that we've been asking is this question. We all have asked it. Maybe you've thought about it, maybe you haven't, but all of us have asked it. All of us continue to ask it, and that is this: what will someone give for me? What will someone give for me? What am I worth? And this leads us down all sorts of paths. For some of us, this is what drives us in relationship. And in the relationships that we enter, the relationships that we pursue, because we desperately want for someone to give something for us, to have us, to value us. For many of us, this drives us in our career because we want to show that we're valuable and look what they will pay for us. This, from the moment that we begin this journey, from the moment that we're born, we're asking this question: what will someone give for me? Which is why it's so devastating when, as parents, we worry more about what we'll give to our kids than what we'll actually give for our kids. Listen to me. This is why it's so devastating when, as parents, we worry more about what we will give to our kids instead of what we'll actually give for our kids. To know them, to be with them, for them. Not for what they can have, but for them. Because from the beginning, we're asking this question: what will someone pay for me? And we seek careers to find that value. Even as we engage with social media, we want to know what amount of time will someone give to follow me, to celebrate me? What's my value? What am I worth? And some of you might speak up and say, no, you don't understand. Let me tell you what I'm worth. Let me tell you how much I make. And I'm worth $200,000 a year. I'm worth $500,000 a year. For others of you, even as we begin this conversation, it's opening a wound, because your whole life you've thought, I've never really been worth much of anything to anyone. And I wasn't worth it to them. And you've bought into the idea that you're not really all that valuable. And the reality is, this is the way we typically value people. And it's impacted by all sorts of things. But let me tell you something. Come here. For those of you who are selling your life for $100,000, it's cheap. For those of you who'd say, no, I'm selling my life for $250,000, it's cheap. No, you have to understand, I'm worth $1 million. I'm not impressed. No, I'm worth $5 million. Listen to me. It's a poor man's game. For those of you who are trying to find it in that relationship, yeah, but you don't understand what they're going to give for me. They're never going to give enough. They're not. But in an unbelievable way, God, as he steps into our lives, he makes a bid. He makes an offer. Now listen to me. Listen very carefully to me. He doesn't make the offer because he thinks that you're that valuable. This is very, he doesn't make an offer because you earned the offer. As a matter of fact, when the scriptures talk about our value, listen to what it says in Isaiah 64:6. It's talking about the best that we have to offer. Listen to what it says. It says, all of us have become like one who is unclean. All of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and the wind, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. He says, let me help you understand something. I'm not making this bid because of the fact that I think that you're this valuable. Because in and of yourself, you're this valuable. No. And don't misunderstand me. I believe that all of God's creation has value. And I think even in our broken state, we do have value. But it's not the value that God ascribes to us. We did not earn that. He doesn't step in and say, okay, I'm going to, because you've earned it. No, but in this unbelievable way, he steps in and he makes an offer. He makes a bid. And he decides to purchase us. Some of you have never heard this before. He decides to purchase us. He sends his son to buy me and to buy you. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 6:20. It says, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. He says, you were bought. God steps into our story. He says, I want to purchase you. This is not just this one time. Listen to other passages that reinforce this a little bit later in 1 Corinthians. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. We're actually going to come back to this. You are bought at a price. You have been purchased. Acts 20, it talks about this. It says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he has bought with his own blood. Anytime you're reading through scripture and it uses the word redeemed, some of you have heard this word, you say, what does that mean? It's speaking to the reality that we have been bought, that we have been paid for. Listen to the definition of redeem. It means to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. It's the very foundation of this entire idea of redemption, that he has bought you. And as God steps through our life, he says, okay, I'm going to make an offer. I'm here to make an offer. And in doing so, not only does he give me value that I did not have before, but he also, and listen to me, he also steps into our lives and says, I want to restore the value that I intended for you to have from the beginning. Did you hear that? Do you understand what I'm saying there? He steps in and says, no, I understand. I understand. You're not worth what I'm gonna pay for you. But when he makes the payment, he changes our value. He gives to us an entirely new value. Why? Because that's what someone was willing to give for you and for me. And he says, I've come to change your value. And not only that, but I've come so that you could be forgiven, so you could be made new. I want to restore in you the value that I created you to have. The value that you've fallen short of. In this passage that we looked at last week, Romans 3, it talks about how we've fallen short of God's glory, that we've all sinned. In our brokenness, we've fallen short of that value. But God steps in and says, no, I'm going to give you a value that is beyond any that you could ever earn, beyond any that you would ever be worth. I'm going to give you this new value, and I am going to work in your life to restore the value that you were intended to have. And he gives his son He gives his son to buy you, to purchase you as his own. Now here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can decide to be bought by something else if you want. Listen to me. God steps in. He says, no, this is the payment that I'm going to make for you. You don't have to accept the bid. You can decide. You can decide. No, I'm going to be bought by something else. It's up to you. But when God gives his son, he makes it possible for us to have a forever established value. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you bring to the table. It doesn't matter the unique way that you're created. It doesn't matter the role that you play. Listen, we talked about roles a couple weeks ago. This is why I can step into a role that the world says isn't valuable. Why? Because my value has been established. I have been purchased, and the one who purchased me has called me to live this role. That means this role is that valuable. And my value is not established by the role that the one who has purchased me calls me to play. No, my value is established by the price that he paid for me, by the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter who you are. He's made this available to you. He's done this for you. He's made the bid. You don't have to accept it. But for those who are willing, if you will trust him, he will make you his. He has made the payment. He has bought my life and my eternity and my freedom. He has set my value. And he is working in my life to restore that value. And one day that will be complete. And he who has begun a good work in me will complete what he began. And he has offered the same to you if you will accept it. If you will step into what he has made possible. And in this, there is no difference. Listen to what it says in Galatians chapter 3. It says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. He's talking about when we place our faith in Jesus and what he has done, the fact that he has purchased us, that he purchased us as he gave his life for us on that cross. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither, and listen, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you all one in Christ Jesus. He says, no, all of you, your value has been established. And in this, there is no difference. There is no difference. No matter what group you're a part of, no matter what role you're in, no matter how culture has defined or valued that role, or culture has defined or valued that group, your value has been established. And we no longer evaluate people that way. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. We are convinced that the same payment was made for every single person. I don't care whether you think you're valuable or not. The payment was made for you. And therefore, all died, and he died for all. That those who live, listen, should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. From now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. We no longer look at value the way that the world does. Why? Because we know what was paid for them. And it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what they've done. It doesn't matter where they've been. I know what was paid for you. I know what was paid for you. And therefore, I know your value, not the value that you've earned, but the value that Jesus has given to you. And I know how he wants to restore that value in you, to make you new from the inside out. You were bought. You were bought with the blood of Jesus. You were bought with the blood of Jesus. Let me ask you something. What are you worth? Don't respond with some cheap number. Have you accepted the value that Jesus wants to give you? Or are you still trying to find it in something else? Are you still accepting another payment? What is it that you're selling your allegiance, your life for? Are you selling it for your parents' approval and to finally find that value in that way? Or for the value that you're going to find in your career and the way that you're valued by others in that way? Don't settle for a cheap payment. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23 again. It says, you were bought at a price. Again, do not become slaves of men. In other words, understand what has been paid, the bid that has been made. Do not settle for a cheap value. He's given the blood of Jesus to buy you back. He's given the blood of Jesus to purchase you. And you say, well, wait, are you saying I don't go to work? No, it's that you go to work not for the value that you're going to receive from them, but you go to work for the one who has purchased you. And you go to work to bring his message into that space. And you go to work to honor him in the way that you work. And it's not that you're not in the relationship. It's just that you're not in the relationship to find your value. Because you know that your value is already established. And you enter into that relationship to honor and serve the one who has purchased you. And to demonstrate his love to someone else. What is it? What is it that you're selling your life for? What is the purchase that you've accepted? There is no difference. There is no difference. He has made this payment for every single one of us. And God has stepped into our lives. He has stepped into our lives. And he has firmly established our value. And he has stepped in to restore in us the value for which we were created. And every single one of us, no matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, can know and experience that. Will you pray with me? Father, it's so remarkable the way that you love us. And not that we were worth it, but that you came and made this payment, that you forever established our value in this way, that you make it possible for our value to be restored as you make us new from the inside out. And Father, we want today to accept, maybe for some of us for the first time, to accept that value, to accept that payment, and to say that we are entirely yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.